Hi there. I'm adult ADHD coach Dana Rayburn. These days, my life is mostly under control, but it wasn't always. I was plagued by clutter and procrastination and oodles of other ADHD challenges. It took me 20 years to figure out how to outsmart my ADHD. Luckily, outsmarting your ADHD doesn't need to take that long. You'll learn my favorite tricks and tips here on the podcast. Ready to kick some ADHD? Then let's get started. Hi, I am almost giddy with excitement about this topic we're talking about today. I'm going to be teaching you about this idea that I just came up with the other morning called clutter karma and what you can do about it, how it impacts the clutter that's surrounding your home. It's hang in there. It's going to be great. First, though, I do want to tell you that I am offering you a discount on my Clutter Free with ADHD audio program. Just use the code CLUTTER20, that's CLUTTER20, all caps, for a 20% discount off of the program. And you'll find a link in the show notes that to get you right to where to get that. You'll also find out more information about my other organizing products, private coaching, and the ADHD Success Club at danarayburn.com. Alrighty, do you ever feel like clutter just appears in your world? That it just somehow builds up overnight or over the day, week, whatever. And yes, you may have a fuzzy sense that you had something to do with the clutter, but do you really connect with how your actions or inactions feed the clutter that's clogging up your world? One of the jokes we have in the Success Club is how elves or fairies, you know, little creatures come in and clutter up the house. We don't even realize it when we're asleep that they come in and build the clutter. I don't think so, even though I do believe in fairies. I do believe in fairies. All right, if you don't know about Peter Pan, that's a reference to keeping Tinkerbell alive. Anyway, Dana, don't go down on that Tinkerbell tangent, but it's fun. Anyhow, so the idea of clutter karma popped into my mind the other morning. Perhaps you experienced clutter karma. I know that I did when I was massively disorganized back in my olden days of my life. And frankly, at times I still do suffer from clutter karma. And in my private client conversations and the Success Club conversations, I know that clutter karma is real and it is the plight of so many ADHD adults. If you feel it, you are not alone. Believe you me. So you've likely heard of the term karma. It's the law of return. The energy one puts out into the world will be returned to them. Every action, whether physical, mental, or verbal, has consequences. And I believe it's used in Buddhism and maybe some other Asian religions, and it's also bantered around in Western culture now as well. So it's in essence, karma is the law of cause and effect. Good actions are believed to lead to positive consequences, often described as good karma, while negative actions lead to negative consequences or bad karma. And the effects of karma are seen as inevitable and inescapable. And if I have butchered that definition from what you know, if you know more about the official definition than I do, that's okay. I apologize and I don't want to hear about it. All right. So we're doing the best we can here, right? Alrighty. So how does the idea of karma apply to you and your clutter? Like karma, clutter appears as the law of return. The energy you put out or don't put out into the world will be returned to you. Every action or inaction has consequences. So essentially, clutter karma is the law of cause and effect. When you put something away or do a task, you will experience positive consequences or good clutter karma. When you leave something out, drop it on the floor, don't do a task, you will experience negative consequences or bad clutter karma. So unless you have someone picking up after you or handling the day-to-day tasks of your life, the effects of clutter karma are inevitable and escapable. Does this make sense to you? And please know, I am not trying to shame you. I never, ever, ever would do that. I lived surrounded by debilitating clutter for years. I had the bad clutter karma to prove it. Clothes on the floor, dirty dishes in the sink, unopened mail, wet laundry molding in the washer, stacks of unfiled bills and papers, and bills that were paid late. That was my life for so many years. And to me, it was bad karma. And yes, it was a consequence of undiagnosed and unmanaged ADHD. However, I tackled my clutter problem years before I knew a thing about this thing called ADHD. What I did was I learned how to see the clutter and get organized in ways that work more easily for the way my brain works, which now I know is ADHD. So here's what I've come to realize from my years as a cluttered person and a reformed cluttered person and as an ADHD coach who works with some of the most disorganized people in the world. We think that clutter just appears. We feel ashamed by it. We're guilty. We're frustrated by clutter. Yet we don't really deeply connect the clutter to be a consequence of our actions or our inactions. Does this make sense to you? Your actions have consequences, also known as clutter karma. So that's what we're about today. I have a really great example that just happened the other day. I have a private client who is a delightful single woman with a fun, busy social life. She has been working really hard on learning to live more easily with her ADHD and tackling her clutter specifically. She's been doing a really good job mostly. Except in our coaching call last week, she said, "I'm doing so much better with clutter. My kitchen is clear. My bathroom counters are clear. The dishes are done. Except my bedroom floor is still a mess of clothes." So as we do in coaching, we get curious. What's going on? What's the root of the problem? Here's what's happening. When she gets home from work, she's built a really strong new habit of dealing with her clothes, hanging up the ones that she can wear again, putting the dirty ones in the hamper. Now, there were actions behind this. It didn't just magically happen. What this took making her closet easier to use, making her hamper easier to use, having her link her actions to a previous action, which is how you build a habit in ADHD land. All right. However, here's where the messy floor drobe comes from. She realized that on weekends, as she's getting ready to go out, see friends, or go on a date, she's usually running late because she's got a lot going on weekends. She's a busy, fun life. And she tries on a few outfits to find just the right one. And that's when she tosses what she's decided not to wear onto the floor. So the blouse, "Oh, I don't want to wear this blouse. It doesn't look right," or da, 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 whatever it is. So she pulls it off and throws it on the floor. Same thing with her skirts, with her pants, with, you know, shoes. You know, so it just builds and builds and builds and gathers. She gets frustrated with herself, very upset on the clothes on the floor. "I'm working so hard at this," she says. "What's going on?" She had not connected the floor drobe is the consequence to her action, also known as clutter karma, right? So that's what I want you to get from this podcast today, is that clutter doesn't just appear. You are not a victim here. Even though it can seem like you are, that the clutter just builds up on its own. But no, there are no elves coming in and messing your house up. Maybe you've got family members doing that, joining you in the building bad clutter karma. However, it is something that is a direct consequence of your actions, your family's actions, or inactions. So what are you going to do about it? To change your relationship with clutter, to change your clutter karma, you need to think through your actions and stop looking at the end result and look at what's causing the end result. This is why when I teach clutter clearing to the Success Club or in my Clutter Free with ADHD program, I always start with teaching people to see the clutter and they don't like it at all. "Oh my gosh, it stresses me out. I feel overwhelmed. I don't want to see the clutter," are often things that I hear people say when I do this. And I come back right with, "And that's the point," because I believe that until you see something, you won't change it. And yeah, it may be uncomfortable to see clutter on the floor, but it's, you know, there, it's also uncomfortable to have clutter on the floor. So what world do you want to build for yourself? Unless you don't see something, you won't change it. It'll remain hidden in the background of your life until something happens, company coming over or whatever, to make you see it and take action. And often the action there, which we'll talk about in a moment, makes the clutter karma worse. So what are the causes of clutter karma? What's the root cause? First off, for a lot of it is procrastination. You don't take the action that needs to happen, or you think it's too hard to do. I don't want to. And we've talked about procrastination conversations before in the podcast, and that's one of my tools that I believe in using to build, to work past the procrastination. Because procrastination is a huge problem for most of us if we have ADHD, and it's a major source of bad clutter karma. And this is something I work on all the time, is procrastination. But I've learned, as I teach my clients, I've learned to listen for it. What are the messages? What am I saying? And what actions do I need to fold in instead? So procrastination is one cause of bad clutter karma, but it's not everything, is it? Here are some of the most common. You may have other ones, right? So leaving stuff, I call it. Probably the biggest cause is just not putting things away, going around out about your life and just dropping things where they are and running off to the next thing without even a thought of, oh, I am building bad clutter karma here. What would happen if I put something away? Now, behind this, we need to make it easier to put things away. We need to set up the systems. And that is not something we're talking about today, but something for you to be aware of. The systems to make things easier to do are an essential piece of changing your relationship with clutter, changing your relationship with procrastination, and shifting from bad clutter karma to good clutter karma. So leaving stuff is a big one. Hiding stuff. Talked about this a minute ago, didn't we? Company is coming. Or house workers or something, and you scoop up all the clutter and you hide it in a closet or in the guest room or the basement. You hide it somewhere. And then as you're hiding it, you think, oh, I'll take care of this later. But later doesn't come. Later's not on your calendar. Later isn't on the clock. It just stays there, and it becomes harder and harder to deal with. We've talked about this before. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, actually. On the podcast. So hiding stuff is a huge cause of bad clutter karma. Another one is indecision. Oh, I can't decide where something ought to go. So I'm just going to leave it on the counter. I'm going to leave it on the corner of the bed. I'm just going to drop it somewhere and deal with it later. Oh, there's that word again, later. And when is later? Oh, we don't know. So eventually it gets moved somewhere else and you don't make the decision, and the clutter karma builds and builds and builds. It becomes a snowball. Fear. Here's another cause of clutter karma. And this is one that a number of people in the Success Club experience. They're afraid to get rid of things because they might need it sometime. Do you do that? Oh, I can't get rid of this because I might need it sometime. Or, oh, everything's precious to me. I just think everything is important. Everything's precious to me and I can't get rid of it, which builds a house full of stuff and you can't even live your life. And if everything's precious, nothing's precious because there's just too much, right? So fear is that. We talk about all of these things in the clutter modules of the Success Club and also in the Clutter Free with ADHD program. It's all in there if you want to know more about it. So are you ready to do something about your clutter? The first thing I want you to do is step back and think about this idea of clutter karma and start to pay attention. Especially, I want you to do this without judging. I know that's so hard to do, but just notice, oh, I drop something and then the clutter builds. I come home from work and I throw everything on the kitchen counter. Oh, and my family comes home from school and from work and wherever, and we're all just dropping stuff on the kitchen counter. We get the mail. Oh, it goes there too. And before you know it, the kitchen counter is cluttered. Clutter karma in action. So start to notice. If it's too hard to notice on yourself, Watch the other people in your world. Just notice what happens when they just leave something, when company's coming over and they're hiding things, when they're afraid to make a decision about what to do with something or get rid of something. Start to notice in yourself and in those in your world, because actually that's how I learned to be organized. Even though I didn't know about ADHD, that's how I learned to shift my world, as I started to watch the organized people in my life and realize, oh, they do things a lot differently than I do. And so that helped me build that awareness. And that's a whole different conversation, which we're not going to get into. So again, if you want to do something about your clutter, I am offering a discount on my Clutter Free with ADHD audio program, and you'll find the link in the show notes. Clutter karma is real, and I don't want you to live it with it anymore. Life doesn't have to be so hard. Clutter causes all kinds of problems and issues for ourselves, our relationships. All kinds of challenges come from clutter. So let's start seeing this week if you can at least become aware of your clutter karma and maybe start to shift it a little bit. What do you think about this idea of clutter karma? I would love to know. Please send me an email at support@danarayburn.com. And go out and shift your karma. Kick some clutter, kick some ADHD. Thank you for listening and have a great week. So, what do you think? Did you find this podcast helpful? If you did, then do me a solid and share it with your ADHD friends. Also, write a review on the podcast app. It really helps others kick their ADHD too. You can find out more about ADHD coaching at danarayburn.com. And you can reach out to me at dana@danarayburn.com. Thanks for listening.